In the newsroom, I'm Dave Wolf. After backlash for moving Secretary of State branches to making appointments only online, Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson announced some changes.
We have immediately added 350,000 new appointments for branch offices. They are online and available between now and the end of the fiscal year, September 30th. Half of them are already available in the system, and the other half will be released every weekday as next day appointments.
Benson says people can also walk up to some larger branch offices to see if an appointment is available with a greeter. If not, the greeter will then help them make a future appointment. She also called on the legislature to approve $25 million in federal COVID-19 funding so they could add more hours and staff to deal with the backlog caused by the pandemic. Congressman Fred Upton has joined nearly all of his Republican colleagues in calling for an investigation into the origins of COVID-19. He tells us, given the scope of the situation, it's reasonable to ask House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and the Biden administration to seek the truth.
Where did this come from? How did it start? Were the Chinese behind this? Did it escape from their lab? We have been stopped. Many questions, no answers, and it's time to figure this thing out. And when some top scientists talk about that this could never happen in the animal world, I'll put it mildly, it's got to happen in a lab. We know that there are some ties here to the Wuhan lab. Let's find out.
Upton says if COVID came from a lab, then that needs to be known. He adds if someone is responsible, that also needs to be known. He and other House Republicans say the Biden administration should take more of an active role in investigating the origin of the pandemic and what the Chinese Communist Party possibly knew nearly 2 years ago. The Benton Harbor Area Schools Board of Education has approved the hiring of Fred Roseberg as the principal of Benton Harbor High School. He most recently served as principal of Fair Plain Middle School. During a Tuesday school board meeting, during where the hiring was approved, Trustee Trenton Bowens congratulated Roseberg.
I've known him since I was a student in Benton Harbor Area Schools. And when I first met him, I said, this man got some spunk because he didn't take no mess. He always had a classroom of order. And if you look at the results of Fair Plain with the test scores increasing and everything, he's done some tremendous work. And I'm excited to see what he can do at Benton Harbor High School.
Roseberg has been with the district for about 10 years and was chosen to be high school principal out of more than 30 applicants. He was hired for a 2-year term rather than 1 year. As Superintendent Andre Townsend said, he wants to ensure stability at the high school after 10 high school principals over the last 10 years. In the newsroom, I'm Dave Wolf.